Shavua Tov, everybody. Thank you, Rabbi Wolf, for giving so much meaning to the Vidui, and also for allowing us the opportunity to talk about the beginning of the Slichos. Rabbi Wolf is the only one who was responsible and asked and gave us a chance to find out what we were going to talk about so he wouldn't overlap, so thank you. I want to talk about one of the phrases that we say in the very beginning paragraphs of our Slichos, and this is something that we mention throughout. It's something that we say throughout the Slichos period and throughout this time of year. And that is that God is misnaheg b'chassidus mochel avonos amo, which means that God, in His ultimate kindness, in His tremendous compassion, in His unbelievable mercy, is misnaheg b'chassidus. And as a result, as a byproduct of His kindness, He is mochel avonos amo. He is willing to forgive all of the mistakes, all of the terrible transgressions that we have violated over the past year. There's a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi which gives us a little bit of a context of what God's feelings are at this time of year and how exactly He approaches this process of tshuva that we're all engaged in. So the Talmud Yerushalmi writes, Shalu lachachma. It was asked of Chachma, of wisdom, Chote mahu onsho. What should be the punishment for somebody who does something wrong, for somebody who transgresses against the will of God? Amru lahem, and Chachma itself responds, Chataim tirdof ra. There is no chance for that person to have anything good in life. After all, you have not listened to what the Master of the Universe wants of you. There's no chance that anything good will come from your life going forward. Shalul nevuah, it was then asked of prophecy itself, Chote mahu onsho, what should be the result of somebody who violates the will of God? And the Yerushalmi answers that the nevuah responds, Amr lahem, hanefesh hachotaz hi tamus. Somebody who violates an avera will die. He will see his end. Because how can there be a second chance? It just doesn't make sense. And Shalul Lekut Shebrichu, says the Yerushalmi, finally, they decided to present the question to none other than God Himself. Shalul Lekut Shebrichu, they asked God, Chote Mahu Onsho, what is the end result of somebody who violates an Avera? What should be their punishment? What will happen to them going forward? Says the Yerushalmi, Amar Lahem, God responds, it's very simple. Yasa tshuva v'yechaper lo. He won't be punished. He won't be killed. We won't exterminate that person's legacy from the world. Yasa tshuva v'yechaper lo. God Himself says, it's so simple. I set up a system, and all one has to do is go along with that very simple system, and life will move on for them. And the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yesharim, writes already in the 1700s. He talks at great length about this process of tshuva that we're all engaged in at this time of year, and he says, "Vaday midas harachamim hu kiyumo shel olam." The existence of the world is only because of the fact that God has a midas harachamim, because He's willing to lead the world with rachmanas, with compassion, with mercy, with generosity. Shalohaya omed zulaso klal uklal. If not for the fact that God would evoke this kind of reaction into our world, we wouldn't be able to withstand the dangers of this world. It would be impossible. The truth is, he writes, Shahachote ye'enash miyad. The truth is, somebody who does an avera, somebody who does something wrong, should be punished immediately. And he says, take up lacheto b'li hamtana klal. That should happen immediately as a response, as a reaction to the violation that a person has violated. V'gam sheha'onesh atzmo yiyeh b'charanav. Not only should a person be punished immediately, but it should be with fury, it should be with anger. Immediate reaction to the act that was done. And he says, when you think about it, why should it be that way? Ki ha'emes Eich yisaken ha'adam eis asher ives v'hachet kvar nasa. Why does it make sense that we should be able to fix something that has already been done? Harei sheratzach adam es chavero. Imagine if somebody, says the Ramchal, imagine if somebody goes and murders someone else and then goes to the family and apologizes. Does that bring the person back to life? Does that help the situation at all? We're still grieving over the fact that your actions have created an absolute disaster. So what does it matter that you apologize, even perhaps very sincerely? Harei shanaf, imagine somebody's engaged in a horrible act, an inappropriate act. Ech yuchal l'saken hadavar hazeh. How would it be physically possible to take back an act like that? Hayuchal l'haser ha-maser ha-aseh min ha-metzius. Is it possible to undo something that is now a physical reality in the world? And therefore, says the Ramchal, it really doesn't make sense that tshuva should work, and it's only because God has an incredible midas haracham. It's only because God is willing to look at that which we have done and consider giving us a second chance, even though physically it shouldn't make sense, even though spiritually it shouldn't make sense. But that's what we mean when we say misnaheg b'chasidus mochel avonos amo. The only reason that we can even consider the possibility of tshuva is because we first understand that all of this is only in the incredible benevolence of God. It's only because He is so kind in spirit. It's only because He is willing to forgo in His unbelievable mercy. And it's something we're not even deserving of, but that's the way God set it up. I just saw this afternoon an incredible insight. You'll notice in the slichos this evening and throughout the season that every time we introduce the paragraph of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, we first say something before we say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Now what you'll notice is the first time we mention the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, we say one introductory paragraph, and every subsequent time in the Slichos that we mention the Yud Gimel Midos, we say something else. And I never noticed it. And I never thought about it until I saw it in the Sefer this afternoon. Rabbi Druck points it out. And he says, why is it that the first time that we recite the Yud Gimel Midos tonight, we're going to say the paragraph as an introduction of Kel Erech HaPayim? And then every subsequent time that we recite the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, we then are going to start it off by saying, Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. How come there's that switch? You can all take a second to look in your sitter. But that's the way it is every night. We start off with one paragraph, and then every subsequent time we say something different of Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. And he suggests, and somebody mentioned that he thought perhaps the Torah Temimah has the same idea. I didn't see it, but perhaps that the idea is as follows. When we begin this evening, we are still living in a world of God's fury. And it is only once we mention the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim that God, so to speak, changes His stance on the world. He then changes from the Midas Hadin to the Midas HaRachamim. And that's why every subsequent time that we recite the Yud Gimel Midos, we have the introductory paragraph of Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. Because all it takes is for us to say one time the Yud Gimel Midos, and that already evokes a response of God. That already brings Him, so to speak, from where He was to where we want Him to be. To the Kisei HaRachamim, which will be so helpful to all of us, just by simply stating the Yud Gimel Midos, that already is enough to have God move from the Kisei HaDin to the Kisei HaRachamim. Reb Simcha Buna Mipshischa, one of the great leaders of the Hasidic movement in the 1700s, pointed out that a person will not be criticized, a person will not be excoriated over the fact that they have made a mistake, that they have violated an aveira. Because as we mentioned, everybody does. There's no such thing as a perfect life, and there's no such thing as somebody who doesn't make mistakes. That's part of the human condition. He suggested that ashmaso shel ha'adam, the reason why a person will be punished, is not because of the aveira, but rather because she'eno osa tshuva. It's not because of the act itself, but it's because God set up a system that makes it so easy for all of us to make good for all those mistakes that we may have violated, and for all those temptations that we have fallen into, and for all of the allurements that have caught our eyes and have gotten us involved in things that perhaps we should not have, but will be punished over the fact that we have not taken advantage of the tshuva experience that we're all supposed to be taking full advantage of. That said, Reb Simcha Bunim is perhaps the greatest asham that a person can ever live up to. The greatest mistake we can ever do is not to recognize the incredible opportunity of tshuva. And this is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes also in the name of the Medrash in Koheles, tshuva lifneichem, that God asks, I have put forth a process of tshuva in front of each and every person. Ve'ein atem chozrim b'tshuva? I have given you all the steps, I've made it so easy. And yet you can't even bother to take the time just to be chozer b'tshuva, just follow the simple steps. That's all it takes. And that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is what God is so upset about. It's not the mistake itself. It's not the act of the Avera. God understands that we have a Yetzer Hara, that we all have things that are difficult for us, there are decisions that have to be made, and we don't always make the right choices. God is upset, God is disappointed over the fact that we don't take advantage of the opportunity of tshuva. Reb Chaim Sanzer is quoted in the Sefer Sipuri Hasidim. Reb Zevin writes that when he was a young man, Reb Chaim Sanzer, when he was starting in his career, so he was very determined, he was incredibly ambitious, and he said, I am going to set out lahachzer es kol ha'olam kula lemutav. I am such a charismatic personality, I can change the entire world and bring them back to be on the right path. And he says, when I got a little bit older and I matured a little bit, I realized it's a little bit of a unrealistic expectation. And he decided to scale back a little bit, and he said, I take upon myself that I'm going to change my entire community, because that's within my reach. I'm going to be machzer es kulam lemutav. And he says, acharei kama achzavos, after so many disappointments with life, as life was continuing to move on, I realized that that was also very unrealistic. And I finally came to the conclusion, said Reb Chaim Sanzer, that my job is La'azov es hakol. Forget about your dreams of changing the world or changing your community, perhaps changing your family. L'tapel bi uve'atzmi. I took upon myself, I'm going to make a very realistic expectation, and that is to deal with myself and to think about what kind of person I want to be and how I want to be machzir es atzmi lemutav, how I want to bring myself back on a greater path toward the right way of life. He taught us that we'd stop paying attention to everybody else's process of tshuva and begin just simply to focus in on what tshuva can mean for each person individually. Don't have expectations that you're going to change the world, change your family, change your community. Have an expectation that we have the opportunity to take advantage of that which God gives us b'chasdo hagadol, in His incredible kindness, and to just make sure that we focus on ourselves, that we do whatever we can to take full advantage of this season of tshuva. Let's just close. The pasuk tells us, "Vikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha," and you will seek out umatzasa, and you will find them kisid rishana b'chalavavcha v'chal nafshecha. And it's been pointed out that perhaps one of the interpretations of this pasuk is, uvikashtem isham, so often we feel the need to run all over the world and to start with different skulas and different things and run to the rebbes and do everything in order to find God. Uvikashtem isham umisham, and we're running all over to all the different mishams to try and find God. But you know where you're ultimately going to find Him? Umatsasa, if you look hard enough, you will find Him. Kisid rishenu, if you look for Him with sincerity. B'chalavavcha u'b'chal nafshecha. One need not look that far. One need not travel to the other side of the world. One simply has to look at the opportunity that each individual has of looking inside of themselves. Umatsasa, and to find God b'chalavavcha u'b'chal nafshecha, in your own heart, in your own soul, in your own body, because we have the opportunity to take advantage of this incredible time of year. This time that God is sitting on the Kisei HaRachamim, this time that He set out on the process of tshuva for all of us to take full advantage of, and to understand that if only we do that, we will be able to successfully find Him b'chal levavcha u'b'chal nafshecha.